You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me.
What you are about to hear is real. The prophets wrote of a time when the signs of the end would be seen. This is where Bible prophecy and current events collide. This is Unsealed.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Unsealed, the official podcast of Wings of the Eagle. Christopher Manti is me. Hopefully you are well today. Hope this encourages you, blesses you, informs you, educates you, whatever, something positive. Of course, I hope you are my brother or sister in Christ. That's really the only thing that matters, or the most important thing for sure, is your eternal life. And he is the only way to have that. No other way, no other truth. So make sure you get right with God through Jesus today, like right this second. Don't wait. And of course, we're always available to talk to you about such things. If you'd like, the best way to get with me is the End Time Church app, End Time Church app, which is available for free on any app store for any device, endtime.app. Just type in endtime.app into your browser and you'll get there. Anyways, we are brought to you by your support here at Wings of the Eagle and this podcast we call Unsealed. Please give whatever you can today, wingsoftheeagle.com/donate, all forms of donation available. So please do that if you are able. I would really, really appreciate that because this is how this works. All right. We're not supported by anybody. Okay. It's just us being supporters. Right. Okay. By the way, I'm not a hypocrite. I support other folks and work that is being done and so forth. So anyways, do it if you're inclined. We're going to talk about today something that happened was really weird. Hello, bondservant. Hi. T-Rex is out there as well. Bless the Lord for you guys and gals. Please do share this, by the way. It would be very helpful on YouTube and Facebook right now. X. Oops, Instagram. I forgot to go live there. All right, we're good now. Right, praise the Lord, everybody. So check in on Instagram. I know people have said they've tried to communicate in previous podcasts, but I didn't see their questions, so I'm gonna be trying extra hard today to find you. Okay, we're also anyway wherever we are, just share this. Thank you. Super easy to do. Just hit the share button. Right. So this past week, it was just Wednesday, I believe, something really weird happened. And obviously the past, few months, many of our episodes here on this podcast have been about the UFO, UAP, government cover-up issue. And so this is kind of about that, but kind of not. So what happened was, first of all, who is Mike Turner? Mike Turner is a representative in the United States House. He's a very powerful member because he is the chairman of... Oh my gosh, I forget which committee it is. It's about intelligence and national security stuff. Anyway, sorry. These things are going to happen. So he just, who is he? First of all, you should know him because if you're following the UAP issue, because he is more than anyone else. The only one that for sure led the effort to torpedo in any ways make toothless the 2023 or 24, whatever the most recent NDAA law, which is National Defense Authorization Act, which was what gives the Pentagon and the security agencies their money. And it's written in that law every year what you can and cannot do and stuff like that. And so one of the changes that was being, that has been written up for the past year has been this UAP issue. And Chuck Schumer and Marco Rubio and others in the Senate and the House, both bicameral and bipartisan. So in other words, both houses and both parties. House Intel Chairman, thank you very much. This is T-Rex, I love you. All right, so he's over the Intelligence Committee, which is the CIA, which is the all the defense intelligence in the Pentagon. Anyways, very big deal. And I believe he's one of the Gang of Eight, if I'm not wrong about that. Somebody want to Google that? Gang of Eight, we can talk about later, maybe. But the point is, this guy spearheaded the effort to neuter, to remove the teeth as torpedo, the UAP language in the most recent NDAA, which was extensive in terms of it would have been before they changed it. It would have been the law. It came out of the Senate like this. So the Senate said this is A-OK, but it's just when it got to the House of Mr. Turner that it changed. It would have been an extensive disclosure law, akin to the JFK assassination laws, which is not total. There are still things about JFK that we, files from the government that are still classified because the president keeps classifying it. But that's the point. It has to get to the president's level to remain classified. The default is to unclassify and to reveal and to disclose. That's hence the term disclosure. About the UAP issue. And a part of it, of that law that was removed, that apparently ticked a lot of people off, including Mr. Turner and where he represents, which is in Ohio, the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, which is an infamous location for UFO study. And the Roswell crash was taken there. And this is where the UFO studies in the 40s and 50s were headquartered. So who knows the extent of what they actually do there. But anyways, that's his district, okay? So Wright-Patterson and the many, many defense contractors that exist in that part of the country, make sure Mr. Turner knows what they think, okay? Anyways, so he gutted this and took out the part that they hated the most, which was eminent domain. Eminent domain. Which would have made any... And it's a law. You can read the original draft from the Senate. It's talking about non-human intelligence. It's the words are in there. Any craft or any materials or any engineering, any technology that derived from such materials or crafts or beings or, you know, NHIs, whatever, it has to be turned over to the government. Now it's our property. That's eminent domain. So they hated that, especially the contractors, the private aerospace companies like Northrop, like, oh my gosh, what's the other one flipping my mind? Anyway, all the big ones, they hated that because why do they hate it? That means there is no other answer. It means they have technology that they don't want to give up and they don't want to lose their money or they don't want to lose their patents or they don't want to lose their stranglehold on the tech or whatever. Very sad situation. Anyway, that's Mike Turner. Okay. So, and he never gave any interviews except for one guy stopped him in the hallway, literally 10 seconds, and said, oh, yeah, the legislation is fine. Come talk to me about it. That was the whole, when the debate about the Schumer, you know, the Senate version was being ripped apart. He just played dumb. And then his cell phone allegedly went off and he had to walk away. It's pretty ridiculous. Anyway, that's Turner. So he's back all of a sudden on Wednesday, Valentine's Day, of course. I'm out to lunch with my wife. And breaking news, Mike Turner is saying there's a national security threat. What was the terminology? House Intel Chair. Thanks. Mike Turner says all members of Congress have access to information on a, quote, serious national security threat. Mike Turner is requesting that President Joe Biden declassify all information relating to this threat so that Congress, the administration, and our allies can openly discuss response actions. That's what just came out of the blue on Wednesday. First thing I said when I saw that to my wife was, I follow this stuff pretty close. I mean, just governmental, you know, national security, you know, war and peace, all this for 25 years, pretty close. I've never heard anything like that. I've never heard anybody say something like that. We've got an urgent security from the, you know, the House side, the intel, not the president, but somebody under it with classified info. And not only is saying this in public, but do it right now. I urge the president to declassify everything. Well, what the heck? And that's for, so just as a principle, maybe it has happened. I have no memory of it. The people on X and stuff were kicking around. They're like, has anyone heard this? Like, no. This was brand new. This was something that's, if it has happened, it's been a long, long time. Maybe unprecedented. Calling for, this is a guy with the highest security clearances. If he's the Gang of Eight and the president are supposed to be the in the know about every single program in America, secret program, they're supposed to know about it. So anyway, he's an intelligence, like, in other words, we know something about an enemy or whatever, and this is so urgent that I have to tell the public right now. And I have to let all Congress, that means every House member and every senator is now going to be allowed right now to come down to my secret room. They call the SCIF, the base. We talked about SCIF a couple of weeks ago, remember? Every congressperson can now come down to the House SCIF in their basement or whatever and get the full information right this second. Like, what the heck is this? And that's a lot of the, you know, the UFO people are like, oh my gosh, this is it. And even like, I had the put something on like with a, you know, question mark, you know, what? So, and between that and the calling for the declassification, again, in public, immediately. So, first of all, it's concerning, right? I mean, you never want to hear that from your leaders. This is the guy who knows all the secret Pentagon secrets, allegedly. And he's telling us we need to know something right this second. And he knows only the president can say it and make it unclassified so they can talk about it. Needless to say, that has not happened. There have been leaks about what the information is. The president hasn't declassified anything as far as I know. And allegedly, you know, I assume this information is correct, with the caveat that it might not be. Apparently, this has to do with a new space weapon that the Russians are going to break a treaty and install, if they haven't already. We're not sure exactly. Some people say it hasn't been, like, it's in the works. Some people say it's up there. Some people say it's not ready yet. I don't know. But apparently, the plans are there and maybe are close, where the Russians are going to put some kind of nuclear weapon in space, in orbit. That was, there's a treaty between us and the United States and Russia in the 60s that says we will never do that. We agreed never to do that, the weaponization of space, quote unquote. This is why people were opposed to the Star Wars program of Reagan, right? Because it was allegedly going to violate this. So we don't know exactly what it is, but that's apparently the concern. And even the people who are coming out of the SCIF with Turner was like, yeah, it's bad, you know, potentially urgent, but not today urgent. Like, so no one, as far as I could tell, no one came out agreeing that this was important for today right now. So kind of bizarre. I mean, if this is true, if this is really what's happening, yeah, it's bad. I mean, it's dangerous. They're talking about either the weapon itself would be nuclear or some power. It would be nuclear powered. The point is, it's an offensive weapon to destroy enemy satellites somehow, whether it's blunt force, you know, destruction, or, you know, electromagnetic interference that would take them offline or whatever. But of course, now the societies of the modern world, America, are so dependent and intertwined with satellites that it'll touch basically every aspect of life, especially for the security industry, right? In other words, government communications and actually communicating with our nuclear arsenal could be disrupted. And like, so basically you put those kind of weapons up there for first strike reasons. And that has been, you know, that's Soviet dogma. That's Mr. Putin, who is a Soviet, basically. Okay, he's an old school communist guy who's just likes to get really rich. Anyways, so he wants to threaten with first strike nuclear annihilation. I think this is what that's about, if it's true. But the point is, why even talk about the, well, it's interesting. But secondly, the fact that Turner did it, and he's calling on, you know, it was not a partisan thing. I know some people think, oh, he's trying to distract from this and that and Ukraine or the border or whatever. That's cynical nonsense, you guys. These folks are really usually not, you know, to be taken too seriously, but this is serious. Like, he really believed it somehow. Like, this is that important. It's not political. It's not nothing to do with Republicans or Democrats or anything, or hurting Biden or Trump or whatever. It's none of that. He thought it was important. Here's the thought I had, because I'm mystified still. Like, why would he even do this? And again, assuming this, the info that leaked out is the correct info, which it might not be. It might be more than that. It might be different. It might be worse. But if it is, I don't get it. And so my thought turned to, well, wait a minute. This is the guy who killed the UAP legislation and or gutted it. It's not totally dead. There's actually some National Archives laws that are coming into effect now that have already produced some interesting documents. Hey, Brian, bless the Lord, guys. Brian Weston. Praise God. Thank you, Brian. Become a member. Membership is available at Wings of the Eagle YouTube channel. That is true. Thank you so much. I was thinking, okay, well, he gutted this and basically put himself as the villain. If you want, you know, UAP stuff to be declassified and to come out, and you know what? Whatever you think about UFOs and that whole thing, I'm not talking about aliens. I'm talking about like deceiving the Congress and like having illegal programs and like these pilots that are coming forward having no, you know, answers or way to, it's a flight safety issue to them. You know, like they're getting harassed by these things and don't know what's going on or what capabilities they have. And they, you know, the reality is, and this has been true since the 1940s, there's superior aircraft out there and sea craft and whatever, wherever they go, they're superior to our stuff. And if they ever decided to start shooting, we'd be demolished. We couldn't do anything about it. So if that's still the case, and every evidence reveals that is still the case, they would be understandably nervous. And if they ever did, if we ever did discover some type of offensive, you know, plan, or whoever this intelligence is behind these craft or orbs or whatever, if somehow we found out that this intelligence was aggressive now and is going to attack somehow or whatever, we're going to use some kind of offensive maneuvers, then they'd all be nervous. Yes, they would. And they would produce a call, something like this. So he came out looking like he's trying to cover things up. He's not concerned about national security. He's not concerned about, imminent threats. He's more concerned about eminent domain than a threat to our pilots. He came across as anti-disclosure, right? He wants to keep the cover-up going. He doesn't want to declassify anything. That's exactly what he was, the villain in that scenario. That's exactly what happened. So maybe he just did this thing this week to kind of say, hey, wait a minute. I'm not that guy. I'm the guy who wants declassification of when threats come around. And you don't accuse me of, being bad or whatever. I'm good. I'm the good guy. I'm trying to help America. I'm trying to declassify and get our, allies. That's another thing with this whole UAP issue. We're not telling our allies, at least not above board, what's going on. That's why I titled this what I did. Mike Turner doth protest too much. Obviously, it's an old, was it Hamlet? So that's what it seemed like to me. Like, since it really doesn't make a lot of sense on the surface, like, why would he even do such a thing in public like this and call all of Congress to get the special intel that only a few people had and now everyone knows it? And he's calling on the president to declassify? Like, what the heck? The only thing I come up with is he's just trying to reverse his image somehow, for some reason. Why would he care? Okay, why would he care? Why would he care what his image is? Well, maybe there's something coming that, he's going to want to clamp down on and not be Mr. Open and honest and disclosing about. So he's going to want to be seen as, you can trust Mike Turner. Remember that time he wanted to get everyone out in the open on this and this threat from Russia and all that? You can trust him for security things. That's just my gut, okay? That's just my gut based on what we've seen in public. Okay, so yes, if that's the case, he would fit exactly what the quote means, which he's making too much of a fuss because he's actually guilty of what he's, trying to appear. So that would not surprise me if that's the truth of the matter. So what do you guys say? I see there's a bunch of comments here. Hang on, I'll get to you in just a moment. First of all, is there a real threat from Russia? It seems like something, and it would not be surprising at all. Putin is an evil jerk. He's an antichrist. He's a warmonger. He's a tyrant. All that stuff is true. He's not peaceful. He's not good. He's not a Christian. He's not helpful. He's not a culture warrior. He's in it for him to stay in power, to get rich, and to blow people up along the way. That's what tyrants do. It seems very natural that he would do such a thing, especially if he's losing in Ukraine, which he is. And he tried to get his buddy Tucker Carlson out there to make him look good. I don't think it really worked. Tucker's not very smart. And he's not very useful. Anyways, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if Russia's doing exactly what has come out, maybe even more. So, okay, let's see what we got here. First of all, let's go to Brian. Preferential question. Do you not think that it is being used to get the through the Senate to Ukraine? If the money is being diverted corruptly, they need it to do it soon, as Ukraine Zelensky might fall. I'm not sure what this current thing with Mike Turner has to do with money. Do you mean like, I'm sorry, I just don't see the connection. Well, why would him saying this thing about this national security issue and telling everybody in both parties in both houses that make sure they all knew it, what does that have to do with diverting money? Everything in foreign aid, okay, and military help, like to other countries, nothing is illegal about that. There is no sneaky money in that. I mean, congressionally speaking, we all know exactly how many dollars go to every country. You can't hide that. I mean, as far as the government goes, if you're a private person, your private contractors, of course, you don't have to disclose that. But I don't see the linkage, Brian. I don't see how it's, unless I'm missing something there, help me out. To frighten everyone of Russia, they need support. Well, that ship has sailed, Brian. As a country, we do support Ukraine because Russia is scary. It's true. This is not the first boat ride for Mr. Putin to invade his neighbors. He's done it 4 times now. So, anyway, I'm just saying, like, there's really no debate. It's Republican and Democrat, both, basically, not every single person, but they have big majorities to, because they know supporting Ukraine is in our interest as Americans. Because if Putin feels like he can invade Ukraine, if he touches NATO, we're at war. And that's right next to NATO. So, yes, it's in our interest that he backs up. And it certainly is in our interest that he wouldn't put anything into space, which I'm sure he wants to do. Okay. Thank you, Brian. Let's see, Brother Tiki, what's up, man? Faithful Friday, is that today? They want to re-up, who's they? Want to re-up FISA warrantless surveillance and slush fund money for the defense contractors. FISA Friday. There we go. Okay, cool. I like it. FISA is spying, domestic spying, basically. Federal, and what the heck does it stand for? Shoot, I'll remember later. It's if you want to have permission to tap into communications of American citizens, you need to get a warrant from a FISA court. This is the compromise that was reached several years ago to allow it, basically make it legal. So to have a court between the spying agencies and American citizens, this court has to actually say, yes, you can do this. This is how we, like, terrorists and, like, tapping their phones and, like, and other things too, obviously. Defense contractors, yeah, they'll take money however they can get it, right? I still don't understand what that has to do with this, though. Turner kind of made it sound like we're about to be attacked. I mean, the tone of what he did is acting like someone who thinks this is going to happen real soon. We better stop messing around about it. Mm-hmm. I could see that kind of freak out if they found out Russia had a direct energy weapon up there, space laser. As long as they're not Jewish space lasers, right? Inside joke. Not really inside. Bad joke. Weapon up there, space laser, that could burn satellites or stuff on the ground, make it look like wildfires. I mean, I'm sure they'd love to do it. Now, this is not it seems like they want a low-level panic, not too much in the public to proclaim it a more spending and spying. See, when you say they, though, it's not who's they, every single senator and every congressman, because they all know. Remember, he said everyone who wants to know can come to the skiff and find out. Every single senator and House member now is cleared to know this information, whatever it is. I've never heard of that. You could do, so when you say they, you mean every congressman and every senator? If anything, just being real here, if anything, it seems like the administration, right, the executive branch, Biden and his secretaries and whatever, they're trying to tamp down, not panic the people in this scenario. So I don't see who they would be when you say they. Too much talk of DEW and some vid showing a laser light hitting homes, etc. I don't know. a nuclear powered satellite could stay up there without maintenance for 75 to 100 years. Yeah, that's possible. So the nuclear either energy, power of the weapon, or even if it's just a satellite, it's a really god darn expensive satellite to put a nuclear power plant inside it. Yeah, you're right. Though that's the only debate or things that's confusing now about what's coming out is some say it's an actual nuclear weapon, some say it's actually uses nuclear power to do its thing. Yeah. Just to go back to this for a second. But the actual weapon itself, to have like a laser up there or whatever, it has been Soviet doctrine back. I forget what year, like the 80s for sure. When Reagan was around and stuff, it was Soviet doctrine to put a nuclear weapon up there or some kind of mega destructive thing, maybe a laser or something that would take away our retaliatory capability. They have a first strike doctrine. So if that's the case, and this is what they tried to do in Ukraine, by the way, and failed because they suck. Excuse me, but they're not as nearly as good or tough as they want to make themselves out to be in Russia. They try to go for decapitation strikes immediately. That's why they bombed Kiev and tried to get Zelensky on the first night of the war. I'm sorry, the special military operation. Jerk. That guy. That's why they tried to decapitate the Ukrainian government instantly, because that's their doctrine. So that's what they would try to do in nuclear war with America would be to, and it's been this way again for decades, to somehow destroy Washington, D.C. and the, so you take out the president, you take out all the Congress, you take out all the leaders, this line of succession as much as you can, destroy all of them so there's no leader, no plan. And you would also disrupt, if they could, disrupt the command and control of our nuclear weapons. Now, I kind of think that's a pipe dream, but that's what they want to do. They've always wanted to do that because they think first strike means you defeat the enemy before they can shoot back. So it wouldn't surprise me that any of this is true. My Marine son just surprised me, made me egg Benedict. Okay, but did he use a space laser to make it? That's the thing. Ambitious people are predictable, mostly, Bonservin says. Yeah, I mean, human nature basically is predictable. And Nalvaney was killed in prison. Well, he died. He died while being in prison. Yes. In the Arctic Circle, by the way. Although, if you don't know who Nalvaney is, it's really not the time for that today, but he was the loudest critic, basically, Putin had. He was the most effective, Ron. He started to run for office and had money and stuff. So Putin is very threatened by that guy. He tried to kill him before. He left the country, went to Europe, and was actually doing well in Europe. Like, he could have maybe provoked a change of government, you know, got Putin out of there in absentia, you know, like out of the country. But then he said, you know what, I'm going to go back because that's my country and I don't want to live in another place. I want to change from within, you know, type of thing. Literally, as soon as he landed in Russia, he was arrested and hasn't gotten out since. And now he's dead. So make of that what you will. The bill that passed the Senate, there had been talk online. Turner was trying to push the House to pass the spending bill as fast as possible. Which bill are we talking about here? Help me out. Bond Servant T-Rex says, awesome Marines on breakfast. Tell him we're having scrambled jets. See, now that's funny. That's funny. That's relevant. Okay. We need something from my studio here. Okay. Anyways. Yeah, scrambled jets. That's good stuff. So this Russian nuke thing is still conjecture, no official confirmation. Nothing, right. But it may never come, because if there is something classified, and you know, man, we got everything classified in America. I haven't heard anyone speak publicly or officially about it. Right. Brian says, you said earlier that all the money goes correctly to Ukraine, etc. Then why can't they ever audit the U.S. defense accounts? I believe that's been the case for many years. That's different. You're talking about the Pentagon passing an audit on themselves. You're totally right. They can't pass. It's been years and years, and they've never passed one. They always fail miserably because they're trying to hide money. I agree. That's exactly why. But in terms of sending, like, spending bills, that has nothing to do with the Pentagon. Money that is sent to, you know, assist in stuff like that is not a Pentagon decision. That's the Congress's decision only. The contractors are certainly helped out. Like the ones who make the guns and the missile systems, or the, you know, the defenses, the ACTMS or whatever all those systems are, they're definitely making a lot of money, because that's where most of the money goes to, which is, it's not actually sent into Ukraine and, you know, in a suitcase and left, and hopefully they did stuff good with it. We're paying our own companies to make the weapons that Ukraine must receive. That's kind of the deal. So that's the, and again, like auditing, you can only audit the government itself. Right? The Congress can only audit the Pentagon. They can't audit Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, the defense companies themselves that make the stuff. They obviously, they're private companies. They can't be audited just because Congress says so. So remember, we just talked about different things. So the Pentagon itself, yes, they can't pass audits because they want to make sure their programs get funded. But as far as foreign aid and stuff, I don't think there's any kind of connection. Brian says, okay. By the way, I keep announcing who it is. Even if you're watching this, there's no need for me to say that, but there's an audio podcast that some people do actually listen to. So I wanted to keep them in the loop there. Brian says, okay, I understand, but why doesn't the president insist on a normal audit? Surely everything should be seen as above board. You can't just insist on an audit. So the Pentagon is, I mean, technically, legally speaking, yes, is under the command of the civilian side of the government and under the Secretary of Defense, which is under the president. So that's all technically the executive branch. That's why the president can order he's the commander in chief, so he can order them to do whatever he wants, he or she wants. Insist on a normal audit? I don't know. That's just not his role. The Congress is the one who gives money and can inspect where that money's going and how it's being spent. The president has no power to do that. In other words, he's even if he said such a thing, and he can't technically do it. There have been reviews. I remember the Bush administration with Donald Rumsfeld and some, was it somebody in Obama, the Obama Secretary of Defense, maybe. Anyway, periodically, the defense secretaries will do an overhaul of how the military establishment is organized, like how it's being run, what the job titles are, and inefficiencies, and trying to make sure money isn't wasted. That's happened a few times. But then when it gets down to SAPs, that's the problem. Special access programs is, and again, if you haven't listened, I'm not saying you didn't, but if you haven't caught the episode we did on SAPs and SCIFs a couple weeks ago, and we also have talked about it before that, but the SAP thing is the real sticking point. Special access programs are not supposed to be known, period. And there's like three or four different levels of special access, to the point where bigoted, like unannounced or on whatever. So literally no one except the Gang of Eight in Congress knows about it. And they're supposed to know about it, even though they don't. Only they're supposed to know. And if anyone asks about it, whether it even exists, you're supposed to deny its existence. It's very hard to agree with all that, all those rules, and then have a transparent money, an audit. Something's gonna have to give them that. Brian says, why doesn't Congress insist on it? They do. They just fail it. I think John McCain started this push for auditing the Pentagon like 20 years ago. And that's when they started failing, because they couldn't account for it. The problem is there's no enforcement. Like, no one's willing to say, okay, well, then you lose all your money, Pentagon, until you can prove, until you can pass an audit, you don't get nothing. No one has the guts to do that. To say that. They're just like, oh, they failed again. Let's try better next time. I agree with you. It is basic housekeeping, but we're not willing to actually follow through with a punishment or a consequence for failure. We just let them keep failing and write better laws, right? That's the whole NDAA thing. That's what, like, they just put in what I was talking about earlier. That is supposed to detail exactly what you're supposed to do as the Defense Department and what you're supposed to spend money on or not. Have to admit to this or that, or submit to this review and this and that. They try to do it through that. Expecting an audit is like letting the fox in the chicken coop. Yeah, right. That's true too. Like, if they know one's coming, if you know one's coming in your personal taxes, you're either going to make sure everything is absolutely above board and nothing is hidden at all, so there'll be no question, or you work extra hard to hide and cheat to make sure they never find it. The stuff you're not supposed to have, or the illegal stuff you're doing. Bond Service is denying the existence. SAP, it reminds me of Hogan's Heroes, German pastry loving Sergeant Wright. I see nothing, I hear nothing, right? Yeah, the old show. Show your age, Bond Servant. So am I. But anyways, yeah, that's right. That's literally the law. And if in terms of what they sign a paper. If you're in one of these unauthorized or unannounced, you're bigoted, whatever they call these SAP programs, they say if you say anything, you're going to Leavenworth, the military prison, with no trial, no parole, for life. Now, I don't know what that's true. I mean, like, have they ever tried to do such a thing? I don't know, but that's the point. Nobody's ever going to know. And so I guess it scares the heck out of these guys. To say, well, no trial. My family's not going to be without it. It's like Navalny, basically, in Russia. That's what they're threatening. They're threatening it to be Putin. Like, if you say anything against this, if you admit anything, if you violate this one letter of this agreement, you're gone. and we're totally legal in doing it. Your constitutional rights are gone. You sign a paper that says that, basically. Well, all military people kind of do, if you think about it. If you join an armed service, you're suspending your constitutional rights. Anyways. Brian says, when Trump took power, he said he would destroy the corruption, etc. I believe he got nowhere. No, of course he didn't. He got nowhere. I mean, he didn't really try, Brian, to be honest with you. He didn't try at all because he's self-interested. He was not actually interested in fixing the swamp. He just didn't want, he wanted people to vote for him. And if it didn't affect him personally, he didn't care. He kept the secrets just like he was told. He's not a swamp drainer at all, as it turns out. There's grandma. No, bond servant. You're not an old grandma. No way. All right. That's sufficient. That's sufficient, I think, for this one, guys. So just to summarize, yes, we all saw, or maybe you didn't, but now you know, what happened this past week. And it was weird. It's still weird. I don't, maybe nothing more comes out. Maybe it just kind of dissipates. Or maybe something changes and more info is revealed. Maybe this is, you know, what we were told is the reason for the panic. Maybe is different or more to it than that. I don't know. We shall see. So just pay attention. Okay. Pay attention for sure. And as Christians, which I hope that's your primary focus. If you are a believer, then you're not of this world. You're just traveling, passing through. You're not loyal to any country or government or party. And that you're citizens first of heaven and the kingdom of God and not of man. It doesn't mean you can't be patriotic. Doesn't mean you can't love where you live or want it to be safe. Of course, I am and I do. But at the same time, we want priorities have to always be in line. So anyway, that's all. That's my word for the day. Yeah, Brian, bless you, man. Thank you for the trust and the support. And I certainly look forward to speaking with you more. It's no problem. Thank you. Glad to do it. And you all stay groovy as well. Okay, Dusty Rex. All right, guys. Love you so much. Till next time, Lord willing, maybe next week or when, as events warrant, stay tuned to the Wings of the Eagle channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, and maybe even Instagram. And by the way, if anyone's complaining, I'm looking. Instagram has no comments that I see. So unless there's a problem with Instagram, I don't see anything to respond to. So Lord willing, next week or as events warrant, and if there's any kind of breaking news like prophecy updates, we have a breaking news, prophecy news update package that, you know, I can launch very, very quickly if anything is happening that I think the church needs to know, or there's some kind of imminent, you know, danger or something, real threat going on, we definitely will come on the air and inform in a biblical way. Okay. So anyway, love you all so much. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your time. Please like and share this. It'll be very helpful if you can give. wingsatego.com/donate is there for you. And until next time, Christopher Manti saying, be careful out there. And also love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength and love your neighbor as yourself. Bye-bye.